believe in yourself, cause it starts with you, and then everyone else will believe you too. And if it looks like you're the only believer around, just keep on believing, don't put yourself down, just believe.
Our guest this week grew up in Detroit, Michigan, and earned a BS in secondary education and teaching, an MED in educational leadership and administration, and a doctorate of education in urban education and leadership, all from Howard University. From 2009 to 17, he held various leadership roles in secondary schools in Washington and Boston. And since 2020, he's been the superintendent of the Benton Harbor Area Schools, which currently has 1,800 students, 6 schools, and 200 employees. His name, Dr. Andre Townsend. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. I'm Jack Rasula. This is Anything Is Possible, and we're talking to Dr. Andre Townsend. Since 2020, he's been the superintendent of the Benton Harbor Area Schools. Doctor, welcome. An honor to have you.
Thank you so much for the invitation. Looking forward to a great conversation.
Can we start by talking about your childhood and your mom and your dad, please?
Oh, sure. I'm born and raised in Detroit, Michigan. Both of my parents are also born and raised in Michigan. By the grace of God, when they met, they got married in 1980 and had 4 beautiful children. I'm the 3rd child out of 4. 1 girl, 3 boys. My sister is the oldest. And, we grew up on the west side of Detroit, had the privilege and pleasure of attending Detroit public schools at starting my elementary career and ultimately graduating from Cass Tech High School in 2002. I'm a proud technician. My father is a career lifelong worker of Ford Motor Company. He's been working with Ford Motor Company over 40 years. So I love that. And my mother, she's been in the insurance industry, selling insurance for multiple companies. And, I had a great opportunity growing up in Detroit, Michigan, had all the resources. My parents did a phenomenal job raising us. We do have a Christian background, and ultimately those principles led me to take school pretty seriously. I became a student athlete at Cass Tech High School, graduated with a scholarship to Howard University, where I ultimately earned my bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees. And it set me up to be a successful educator. And my number one goal is to ensure that our students get the same education opportunities that I had.
Doctor, where did you get your love and how did you choose education as your vocation?
You know, very interesting. Actually, when I was at Cass Tech, I was a pretty good drawer. I was taking drafting, and I was recommended to go and take up civil engineering when I got to college. But I'll be transparent, man. As a student athlete going into playing Division I sports, I really struggled academically. And really late into my college career, I needed to declare a major, and my grade point average was not high enough to transfer into the School of Engineering. So I looked at the list of occupations available, and I thought education suited me best. And my goal instantly became to become the type of educator that I would have always wanted every step of my career as a student. My not getting into engineering school and choosing the next best profession to me led me into the field of education. I couldn't be happier.
All right. Student athlete. You also had a short stint in the Canadian Football League. You had a 1-year contract with the Saskatchewan. I could say it, but not spell it. Rough Riders. Tomorrow we've got the Super Bowl.
Okay.
How good are these NFL players?
Best of the best. Probably the most, the biggest, the fastest, strongest individuals walking the planet. When I had the opportunity to go pro, I had a lot of tryouts with the NFL, Washington Redskins. I was actually invited to the Detroit Lions in 2011 when they were doing extremely well. I think they made it to the playoffs that year. But, you know, I wasn't the biggest, I wasn't the fastest, and I wasn't the strongest. Now, I was extremely athletic. But when it comes to the metrics, man, you know, I did not earn the opportunity to be on the roster. So I respect all athletes, to be honest with you, because it's hard work keeping that level of physicality up.
Okay, tomorrow, Super Bowl 55, the Bucks versus the Chiefs. Who's going to win?
You know, I have to root for the Michigan man, Tom Brady. I do love the Chiefs, a lot of great athletes there. But, you know, I'll keep it traditional, stick with Michigan.
Speaking of Brady, the GOAT. He's 43 and a half years old. This is his 10th Super Bowl out of 55. What amazes you the most about him?
The commitment to excellence, you know, a winner wherever you go. I love stories of people who are champions no matter where they go, like LeBron James. You know, I love it, love it, love it. So shout out to Tom Brady and shout out to all my high achievers out there.
Okay, speaking of high achievers, excellence, from 2007 to 2009, you worked for the NCAA as a compliance specialist.
Yes.
What does that mean?
So when I completed my collegiate career in athletics, I went into graduate school. And, you know, coming from being a student athlete on scholarship, you know, I really scrambled to find a way to get my tuition paid for graduate school. And I had the opportunity to apply to be a graduate assistant in the athletic department at Howard University and was awarded the opportunity to serve as the graduate assistant in the compliance department of athletics. And I specifically supported our athletic director as well as those that worked in the athletic department with compliance with our student athletes. And that was an extremely rewarding experience. It gave me an opportunity to see what the business workings was on the outside of the student athlete.
We're talking to Dr. Andre Townsell, who's an agent for positive change. And he's got a fantastic future. When we come back, we're going to ask him how he went from teaching to school administration. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. This is Anything Is Possible. I'm your host, Jack Rasula. We're with Dr. Andre Townsell. And from 2009 to 2017, he taught and then got into leadership, administration in secondary schools. Why did you go from teaching to administration?
You know what, man, I'll be honest with you. As a young teacher coming into the education industry, you know, my goal was to be, when my athletic career didn't go the way I'd like, I said, you know what, if my career is going to be in education, my mentality is to be a first round draft pick educator. So what that meant was I was going to do all the professional developments, earn all the certifications possible to become the best educator possible. And by equipping myself and putting all that sweat equity into the field of education and what it takes to be effective and highly effective, I applied those principles. And immediately when I got into teaching, I always looked at the leadership. And in most cases, I would say, man, if I was the principal, or if I was the assistant principal, I would XYZ. And I always learned from those that came before me. And I was so eager, so anxious, so fired up to apply what I learned that when the opportunity came for advancement into the administration rank, I literally went all the way in for it. And, you know, I became successful in obtaining those opportunities because I really put information into action. And that's how I'm able to increase student achievement, support with financial stability, and ensure our young people have a positive trajectory on their lives.
After graduating from Cass Tech, you went east to Howard University. Then you worked in Boston, worked in the swamp in D.C. And in March of 18, you came back home to be the assistant superintendent of Wayne Westland Community Schools. Talk about that chapter in your life.
Absolutely. Well, I do want to make one minor correction. I was in Southbridge, Massachusetts, not Boston. So I was working in Southbridge, which is a little ways from Boston.
Where the wealthy people lived, right?
Yeah, no worries. But what happened was, my wife is a physician, and, you know, high-level physician, OBGYN, obstetrics and gynecology. But she went for a fellowship, maternal fetal medicine, and that's what took us to the New England area. When her fellowship was up in 2018, we decided, hey, where are we going to make home? And her home being Florida, my home being Michigan. We looked at all opportunities available, and Michigan turned out to be the opportunity that best fit our needs. And I look for opportunities to advance and what I was strong in. And one of my major strong points was not only academic achievement, but also climate, culture, and social and emotional learning. And that goal was to organically increase student achievement by ensuring that our young people were able to master 5 core competencies of SEL, meaning being highly competent in self-awareness, self-management, social awareness, relationship skills, and good decision-making. And I landed the opportunity in Wayne Westland, which was phenomenal, being one of the youngest assistant superintendents in the state, and a young Black man in that role in the Wayne Westland School District. And I did a great job there for those young people in the community of Wayne Westland. And, you know, those are memories that I cannot get back, because I just reflect upon it and look how much I've grown and how much I've learned. And that was the biggest highlight in my career prior to 2020.
All right. In May of 2020, you're named the superintendent of the Baton Harbor Area Schools. It's an understatement to say that was a huge challenge. Why did you decide to take that role?
Great question. So December 2019 is when I was officially voted in, and I officially began my tenure February 2020. Now, if anyone remember or recall Benton Harbor Area Schools, in summer of 2018, there was a proposal on the table from our governor to potentially close the high school and potentially dissolve the district. The community fought tooth and nail to keep the legacy of their community alive, the heartbeat of their community up and running. And ultimately, the state decided to keep the district open, and they paid to do a superintendent search. And being a young educator, eager for advancement, eager to put leadership into action, the search firm who did the hiring for the district reached out, and I applied for the opportunity. And out of all of the, I believe, roughly 40 to 50 candidates applied, and I became a top 16, and ultimately Elite 8, Final 4, top Final 2, and ultimately was awarded the opportunity. And I wanted to go to a community like Benton Harbor because I grew up like some of the young people in that community. I know what it's like to grow up in an urban environment. I know what it's like to for people to talk negatively about your community. And I was very inspired by how the community stood up for themselves. And there's been many times in my life where I stood up for myself. And I say, listen, I want to go to that area. I know a lot of people were saying, hey, that could end your career. Hey, that could definitely ruin you. I wouldn't start my career there. Maybe if you were retiring, going out, you can go there. I said, listen, I want the challenge right now. If I'm saying I'm the best educator right now, I want the biggest challenge available. And what bigger challenge than turning around a school district? And listen, Benton Harbor Area Schools is a phenomenal school district. Great students, great educators, great community, literally the city of gold. And I think that opportunity to turn that district around could potentially be the blueprint for turning around struggling school districts in the state of Michigan, if not the country.
All right. Tell us about your 1,800 students in the Benton Harbor Area Schools.
Listen, our young people are extremely talented. In the 3 A's, academics, we have some high achieving students. For example, one of our young ladies, senior Benton Harbor High School, was the regional student of the year for the Boys and Girls Club, and was a runner up to be the national student of the year with the Boys and Girls Club. Also, athletics, we have a young man, Scooby Johnson, who was awarded a full scholarship to Butler for basketball after winning Mr. Basketball here in the city. And also in the arts, We have young people who compete in a pageant, the Blossom Time pageant, in some cases have won the Blossom Time pageant. In addition to, we have celebrities all over the United States in the arts, like Sinbad, Ernie Hudson, and young people coming up in college now that are being featured in, you know, New York Times Magazine, have videos going viral on social media with their talents in the arts. So we have elite students in every category of education and society. And I cannot wait to continue to pour into those young people and let them make their mark in America and go out and be successful and leaders in our global society.
All right. You get there in February and you're going along. Spring is on its way. And right around the middle of March, we hear about this COVID pandemic. How hard did it hit the Benton Harbor community?
You know what? I believe it hit our community like it hit any other community. First of all, the news was shocking. And then we had to make an ultimate pivot with regards to educating our students. As you know, our schools closed and we had to come up with a distance learning plan to get us through the end of that year. And that was extremely difficult. But when you prepare for leadership as a whole, you know how to pivot. You know how to monitor and adjust. And I was extremely impressed with our students, how they handled the pandemic, and our educators, how they led us through that pandemic. And our parents did a phenomenal job. We had the opportunity to have a drive-through graduation. Listen, we don't go with the sway of the wind. The same wind blows on us all the same, but what you set your sails for success, you direct which direction you go into when that wind blow on you. So we did not use that as an opportunity to hang our head low and become victims. We held our head up high and navigated. And I'm extremely proud of our community and where we are in life right now.
We're talking to Dr. Andre Townsell, who's the superintendent of Benton Harbor Area Schools. If you want to learn more about that area, schools, www.bhas.org. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. Welcome back to Anything is Possible. I'm Jack Rasula, and we're with Dr. Andre Townsell, the superintendent of Benton Harbor Area Schools. Doctor, a lot of leaders are getting kids back in the school. Some teachers' union are fighting that. Talk about the importance of kids actually in school versus online.
Yeah, you know, I'm a big advocate of having our young people in school for in-person learning. I do understand that we're in a pandemic and the number one priority is safety. So in the event that our young people cannot be in school for safety purposes, I support that as well. But I do want to say, in-person learning is probably the best way to learn. You learn from others, you learn social skills, and you can have the opportunity to put those core competencies of social-emotional learning into action. It's very important to be in there with mentors, teachers, and leaders that can show you and have personal conversations with you about how to navigate the academic institution, also how to navigate going through their education experience so they can ultimately have post-secondary success. So there is no comparison for virtual learning and in-person learning. And the best method is to be in there amongst your peers, amongst high quality, high level educators, and just learn for 6 to 8, in some cases, 10, 12 hours a day if you're in part of enrichment opportunities, and just learn from each other. That's how we grow. That's how we adapt, we grow, we get better, and we go and we become successful in our global community. So I'm a major advocate for in-person learning. I do understand during the pandemic, if it's not safe, then you don't go to school. So I understand that as well. But I really can't wait till we get back to the COVID-19 pandemic has lifted, the cases, the numbers have gone down. I want our young people competing in sports. I want our young people in that classroom learning. I want our young people on that stage performing so they can have those experiences that we had when we were young people. And, you know, that it's extremely stressful seeing our young people missing out on opportunities like athletic scholarships, performance scholarships, band scholarships. That's a heartbreaker. So I really feel for our young people during this time.
Speaking of getting better, in this last year, what have your 1,800 students taught you, Dr. Townsend?
You know, my young people taught me resilience, endurance. They taught me resolve. They taught me how to just really embrace the journey. You know, this is what happened in society. How are we going to get through it? Are we going to hang our head low and look defeated? Or are we going to walk through there with pride and come through Tiger Nation roaring with no defeat? So my young people taught me to keep my head up and to lead for excellence. No matter what is happening in society, as long as we have our mission and vision solid, we can meet our goals and hit our destination of success for the young people. So shout out to the students here in Benton Harbor Area Schools for keeping me motivated on a daily basis. I run into them all the time within the community, and they're some of the best young people I ever had the privilege and pleasure of supporting.
Speaking of a privilege to lead, tell us about your 75 teachers.
Our teachers, listen, those are our true warriors because they come to work every day, whether in person or remote, and they're laying it all on the lines. You know, I really wish that, you know, I had the magic wand to pay our teachers what they deserve across this country. But those are the true unsung heroes in this education game. To walk into a classroom every day and touch 30, 40, in some case, 150, 200 lives on a regular basis, that's not a small feat. So we really need to support our teachers, uplift our teachers, appreciate our teachers, and give them all the benefits that come with being an educator in America, so they can continue to educate our future leaders.
Speaking of being an educator in America, you have 38 teachers in a training program. Talk to us about that, if you would.
Yes. So it is our goal. Listen, we know that there's a critical shortage of teachers across the country, and there's even more of a critical shortage of teachers right here in Michigan. So in some cases when, you know, I would really love to be an influence in the education industry to attract the best and brightest to choose education as the number one option. You remember when I went to high school, I mean, when I went off to college, education was my number two. And we have a lot of young people who don't necessarily go just to be an educator. So why not develop a pipeline? So we have a teacher in training pipeline to recruit individuals that ended up in the education industry and serve to put them through a program so they can earn their teacher certification and become highly qualified and to make a nice career and a great living educating our kids of the future. So, you know, shout out to those teachers who have committed to personal and professional development to get that certification to become highly qualified and to support our young people and lead them into the future.
Doctor, you've been around teachers, professors, really your whole life. What do all great teachers have in common?
I believe they all have in common care, love, and a passion for educating. I mean, every young person that comes to an educator, that young person is a blank canvas, and it's incumbent upon that teacher to paint a masterpiece. Every educator have an eye for art when it comes to leveling up and educating our kids. And our young people are the product of their environment. When our young people go off and become successful in society, whether it's in the arts, academic, or athletics, they're reflection of the education they receive from their teachers, from their coaches, from their counselors, from their principals, and from their superintendents. So it's our number one goal to keep our teachers motivated, keep them supported, and make sure that they are always at the forefront of conversation when it comes to educators.
You've been in this role for almost a year to the day. You and your team's achievements this past year, what are you the proudest of?
You know what, man? I'm extremely proud of our team for developing a continuity of learning plan and also identifying needs that some of our young people have. I think our biggest accomplishment was that we were able to maintain as a school district, to become stable with the stability of leadership here in the district, and to give our community, our families, and our students hope for what to expect in the future. We led in a highly effective manner. to get our young people not only through graduation of 2020, but to kick off a summer school in 2020 and to kick off the school year for our young people to come back roaring, confident. And I still to this day get calls and comments from our community saying, we want to get back in school. We can't wait to school open back up. So our biggest accomplishment was keeping our young people engaged through social media, keeping our young people engaged through advertisement and billboards. So our biggest accomplishment was keeping our young people engaged while not having them in our presence.
We're talking to Dr. Andre Townsell, who's the superintendent of Benton Harbor Area Schools, which consists of 1,800 students, 6 schools, 200 employees. Doctor, paint for us a picture of the Benton Harbor Area School System in 2025.
2025, Benton Harbor will definitely contribute to our state being a top 10 state in the field of education. We're going to increase academic achievement. We're going to increase our graduation rate. We're going to reduce our absentee rate. And we're going to produce scholars to go out into our community and become leaders in every field of human endeavor. Our young people are going to be better in 2025 than they were yesterday. My mentality is equal or greater value. But when you get Dr. Townsend, you get greater value. And if I have the privilege and pleasure to work my contract out, we're going to see the fruits of our labor come to pass. Our young people are going to go off to the best institutions across the country for post-secondary opportunities, whether it's college, whether it's military, whether it's career, whether it's HVAC, whatever they're interested in. They're going to have opportunities to go into those environments and become successful. And they're going to pave the way for that new tiger coming through the Benton Harbor area school system to get a great education to contribute to our global society.
I quote you now, one of our goals is to make the Benton Harbor School District the model for school districts across Michigan.
Yes, indeed. That's going to be an outcome of the success. You know, they're going to find out what was the blueprint Benton Harbor area schools use, and let's apply that to like districts who need that level of support. And it always starts at the top. Urban superintendents, you know, have a short life expectancy. It's my hope and it's my goal to break that cycle and be a long-term superintendent, have long-term stability, and really give our young people an opportunity to go off and feel proud of the institution that they come from. And that's already there. Our young people are proud to be Tigers, and I can't wait for that new batch of Tiger to come through and share that pride.
We're talking Dr. Andre Townsell, and I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.
Jack Rasula, host of WJR's Anything Is Possible, the weekly radio visit, brings his 15 years of inspirational storytelling to hardcover. With God, anything is possible.
Anything is possible.
15 of Jack's more than 750 tales of defeating odds and achieving the extraordinary. Like Bob Woodruff, whose job covering the war in Iraq nearly cost him his life. And Nick Vujicic, the limbless evangelist who has stunned millions with his message of acceptance and grace. With God, anything is possible. Order now while signed copies are still available at trustinusllc.square.site. That's trustinusllc.square.site. And as Jack says,
make it a great week, because with God, anything is possible. Spohol. I'm Jack Rasula. This is Anything Is Possible, and we're talking to Dr. Andre Townsell, Superintendent, Benton Harbor Area Schools. If he ever goes public as a company, buy stock in this young man. This man is special. Doctor, you get 2 minutes to talk to our legislatures and our governor in Lansing. What do you tell them?
Hey, I say continue to support public education. continue to think of our leaders and our teachers and our students in public education, ensure that our leaders have the resources to allocate, ensure that our teachers have the opportunity to develop professionally, and ensure that our young people have the best programming possible to become leaders in our global society. Continue to support superintendents, urban superintendents, give us the resources, continue to trust us in our leadership. And I will assure you that our future will be better for it. I cannot wait to continue to work with our legislator, continue to work with our government, and lead for excellence. That's my motto, leading for excellence. Everything we do is to become better, to be great, and we need that support. So, I definitely believe in navigating that political landscape to ensure that our young people and our educators have all of the resources that they need to become successful over time.
A number of years ago, we had a man on, Dr. Joe White, who for 40 years has run Kanakuk Ministries in Missouri in the summer. Tens of thousands of young kids come every year. And he makes a statement, quote, "Kids are the greatest natural resource in America, and kids spell love, T-I-M-E. Doctor, what do our young people truly want and need today?
Our young people want structure and they need leadership. Our young people have all types of information at their fingertips, but it supports them to have high quality educators to show them how to navigate with that information. Because we know that information changes situations. That's from Eric Thomas. But I also say that information without application leads to frustration. It is our goal to ensure that we show our young people the way, that we can support with disseminating the information that they receive, let them know which is the appropriate information, and they can move forward and make the best decisions for their lives. It's a truly honor and a true pleasure to serve as a superintendent, because you can make an impact at the highest level. And the first thing you can do is lead by example.
America, the only future we have is our young people. Another thing that Dr. Joe White said, a boy is the only thing God can use to make a man. And a girl is the only thing God can use to make a woman. If you want to learn more about Dr. Andre Townsell, www.bhas.org. Doctor, let's talk about literacy. In the Chinese, Indian, Jewish community, education is a bedrock. It's a religion. How do we get this mindset and expectation throughout America?
Well, I definitely want to also add that Black families take education extremely seriously. I want to put that out there first and foremost. So it's incumbent upon us to continue to collaborate and work with all of our citizens here in America, and also to continue to lead by example. We know what our history is in the country, and we know what we've been through, but we're achievers, we're overcomers, and we lead by example. We are the culture. So my hope is that we continue to take literacy seriously, continue to read at the highest levels, continue to interpret and imply. That's the route that we're going. Public educators here in America take literacy extremely seriously. Regardless of any narrative, we know that literacy is the number one priority. We get our young people reading at the youngest age possible. And as they become young adults, they can think critically and go and apply that information and become, high achievers in mathematics and high achievers in every area of education across our globe. So literacy is number one priority. We all take it seriously. We just got to build on best practices and ensure mastery with our young people.
Speaking of learning by example, talk to us about the magic of mentoring.
Mentoring is huge. I've read that mentoring is probably one of the most effective ways to educating a young person. So we always look for high level, high quality individuals to serve and support as mentors. Here in the Benton Harbor area, we're working with a world corporation, Whirlpool, on a mentoring program. So, you know, it's really good to see a major company like Whirlpool understand that and to get down, roll their sleeves up and support us with mentoring in our community. So that's one of the most effective ways to ensure not only student success, but also long-term achievement.
You're the whole package. You've been blessed with so many gifts. You've worked very hard with those gifts. Why not go into the for-profit world and go and make the big bucks?
You know what, man? I serve. You know, I was put on this earth to serve. So it's not about me. It's about the young people and the community that I support because I am we and we are I. If I'm great, they're great. If they're great, I'm great. I do believe in team effort. And I believe in, you know, really paying it forward. You know, I want to do for young people what was done to me when I was a young person. So this is my calling. This is what I was put on this earth to do, is to serve. You know, the license plate of my vehicle says service. And I believe that with all my heart. I'm here to serve, and I'm here to get better every day as a superintendent.
Speaking of serving, you mentioned in the first segment that your parents gave you the strong faith. What role has faith played in your life?
Oh, a major role. I think for me personally, it gave me accountability early on, made me hold myself accountable to standards. And I applied those principles into my young adult and you know, full adulthood right now. I really take standard. I take perception extremely seriously. You know, I want the community that I serve to be inspired when I step into the room, when I step into that executive seat. I want people to feel like things are in good hands, that they have a high integrity, high ethical, high quality individual leading, and that all they can do is sit back, have a peace of mind, and allow me to lead.
As our time winds down together this evening, what advice do you give to our young listeners, please?
Young people, my advice is to identify, you know, your passion in life, find individuals within that passion that became successful, and apply those strategies to your journey. And I'm sure that you will find some success. And also, if you don't have that, blaze a trail for yourself. Go out there and get it. You are the master of your destiny. So it's up to you to navigate and find your happiness. And there are people out there to support you.
Dr. Andre Townsell, you've got a ministry. You've got a calling. And while you're doing a phenomenal job, I admire you. Keep up the great work.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. I hope you have a great weekend and enjoy the Super Bowl.
Please join us next Saturday. Until then, I'm Jack Krasula. Thanks for listening, and make it a great week, because with God, anything is possible.
Believe in yourself.